This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allahu Allahu
Allahu Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear viewers, I welcome you back after that short break. And just before the break, we were discussing this conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's angels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst he knew, he asked the angels, what do these servants of mine seek refuge from? And the angels said, they seek refuge from the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, whilst he knows, have they seen the hellfire? And the angels say, no, ya Allah, they haven't. So Allah asks whilst he knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how would they ask, have they seen the hellfire? And the angels say that their asking would be even more intense, and they would ask with even more vigor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that this gathering is one which is forgiven, which is forgiven, which is forgiven. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us, for indeed we have gathered together to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though virtually, but we have gathered together. And in concluding the hadith, it states that one of the angels asked that, ya Allah, one of the people in this gathering came to this gathering for some other reason. They came to this gathering for some other reason. What about them? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches the angels that even this person who popped into this gathering for whatever reason is a saved person. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says nobody mixes with people such as these except that they benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to have a good friend circle, a circle of friends that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything they see, in everything they hear, in everything they learn. Ameen. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon all able. So, brothers and sisters, we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His revelation as well. There are countless examples in the Book of Allah, and these are just some. And inshallah, it's a means for you to start your journey with the Quran, learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His revelation, paying special attention to those ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Himself and His actions subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is at this juncture, brothers and sisters, that I aim to dive into a little bit more detail with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the name that I would like to start off with is the name Allah. Allah. The name Allah. Everybody knows this is a name from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regards to this name, brothers and sisters, it's mentioned in the Quran 2,724 times. Allah uses this name, Allah, 2,724 times in His book. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of this name. Nobody else is worthy of this name. Nobody else can have this name. Nobody else can name themselves with this name. The magnanimous meanings of this name are only befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this name to introduce Himself to us. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts in the opening surah in the Quran, in the first juz, saying, Alhamdulillah. All praises belong to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لا تخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these other gods that people take as gods and they worship them. Allah says, yet they have taken besides Him, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gods who created nothing but are themselves created, and possess neither hurt nor benefit for themselves, and possess no power of causing death, nor giving life, nor raising of the dead. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can do all these things. So the only being worthy of this name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal al Wahidul Qahhar. The name Allah, brothers and sisters, is a universal term that encompasses all the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Now, how many names does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have? Is it 99? Is it less? Or is it more? And the answer to that question is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a countless number of names. 99 is not the limit with regards to Allah's names. 99 is not the limit with regards to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we have a famous hadith, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, that indeed for Allah is 99 names, and the one who memorizes these names or looks after these names will enter Jannah. This hadith doesn't mean that Allah has only 99 names. Rather, it means that there are 99 names that have been set as a limit in terms of earning Jannah. And the person who memorizes these names, understands these names, traverses through their life with these names, allows these names to nurture their character and nurture themselves, and they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names, then the prize for them is Jannah. Those who do these practices and processes with 99 names. But that doesn't mean Allah only has 99 names. Rather, you pick from the vast ocean of names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 99. That's what the hadith means. So this is the first point. And I hope you took note of the processes, because many people think it's enough just to memorize the names to enter Jannah. And the scholars explain that much more is needed than just mere recitation, right? And what they cite are the processes that I've shared with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has countless names. And we learn this fact from the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, Allahumma inna abiduk banu abidik banu ima'ik nawasina biyadik ma'adhin fina hukmuk adlun fina qada'uk nas'aluk Allahumma bikullis minhu walak. We ask you, ya Allah, with all your names, sammayta bihi nafsak, those names which you have taught us about yourself, أو أنزلته في كتابك, those names which you have revealed in your book, أو أنزلته أو علمته أحدا من خلقك, all those names which you taught those who you chose from your creation, like the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك, or those names which you've kept hidden in the knowledge of the unseen. Allahu Akbar. This portion here, those names which you have kept hidden in the knowledge of the unseen, teaches us that Allah has more than 99 names. A countless number of names, names that you and I don't even know, names that even the prophets of Allah alayhim salatu wasalam did not know. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the famous hadith of Shafa'ah, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire him with praises of Allah that he doesn't know right now. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say that Allah will open upon him min mahamidihi, from the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mimma la a'lamuhu al-an, that which I do not know now. Meaning, when he said this to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, he did not know those names then. Allahu Akbar, which teaches us how vast the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. And we are so amazed at these names that we have with us. Imagine the names that we are yet to learn. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us His names. Ameen. I said, brothers and sisters, that this name Allah encompasses all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meanings of all the names of Allah exist in this name Allah. Which means, if we were just to discuss Allah in detail, we would need a lifetime. Subhanallah. Now, what's my evidence for this? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, the famous surah that mentions the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو, that He is Allah, the one that no one else is worthy of worship besides Him. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنَ الرَّحِيمُ. So Allah mentions His other names after mentioning Allah, teaching us that the other names are the names of Allah. Thus we don't say that from the names of Ar-Rahman is Allah. Rather we say from the names of Allah is Ar-Rahman. From the names of Allah is Ar-Rahim. From the names of Allah is Al-Quddus. From the names of Allah is As-Subbuh. As-Subbuh. As-Subbuh, brothers and sisters, very quickly, if you took note during our introduction, we said one of the ways of learning about Allah's names is by looking at those names used in dua. The names that have been used in dua by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are from the names of Allah. And this word as-subuh we find in the sunnah, in the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in ruku' or after witr, right? And this is from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say that from the names of Allah is as-subuh, from the names of Allah is al-quddus, from the names of Allah is ar-Rahman, and so on and so forth. Thus we learn from this how Allah taught us His names in His book, telling us that from the names of Allah are these names, that this name Allah is encompassing of all these names. Allahu Akbar. This name Allah is soothing to the vocal cords, is soothing to the self, is soothing to the heart. It's so easy to pronounce, ah and ha. Amazing. Even a child can pronounce this name. A baby can pronounce this name Allah. And really, really, irrespective of our circumstance in life, when we turn to Allah and we say, Ya Allah, we see ourself become alive. And it responds as it recognizes this to be the name of the one who created everything in creation. I leave you with these words to ponder over. Inshallah, we will continue in our next episode. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.